Hello, and welcome to the Common Geeking Program.
Welcome to the Common Geeking Program.
Yo, shut the fuck up, Eddie.
Shut the fuck up, Eddie.
They're gonna edit me out anyway.
You're the editor. You're not gonna. Okay. Anyway, this is a book club or a common reading program
it's
for
a
geek culture.
Book club.
Yeah, it is. All right, you piece of shit. Are you just gonna? Now he's gonna edit himself out, so it sounds like I'm just like yelling at myself.
I have too much power.
Oh, dear Lord. Each episode, we select a topic that four people will discuss from their own geeky, nudity perspectives. Doing something a little bit different, all right, where I asked each of our reps to talk about something personal to them, the specific focus being on something that they really did not like, a piece of media that they don't like, preferably something that in which that is an unpopular opinion. So we're going to be getting some controversy up in here.
What would you call that, Jeff?
Well, I wanted to call it the Common Bitching Program, but Laura suggested the Common Griefing Program, which
much
is
better.
Pretty fly, yeah.
Thanks.
It's only better because it sounds like Common Briefing Program, all right? Okay.
Yeah,
that is why it's better.
Shut the fuck up.
That's like, common, Jeffrey, that's like saying ice cream, cold ice cream is
okay.
Only better than melted ice cream because it's frozen and delicious.
All right, yeah. We're all changing our topics to Eddie. For things that
true. I also choose Eddie as my topic. Fuck that guy.
So I've got my friends, my lovely representatives here with me, and they're gonna introduce themselves.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Edward Ryan.
Gentlemen.
And I'm your host.
No, you're not.
You're everyone's topic. Hi, everyone. My name is Laura. I'm here now.
Hello, everybody. It's me. Keenan Karish. I would like everyone to know that I'm not speaking as High Sheriff, exactly, because my office is impartial.
Whatever, kid. And this week,
Jeffrey,
I
that's for
host.
Legal purposes. Respect
oh,
the
you
office.
Spoiled it.
God damn
you
it.
Spoiled that my name is Jeff. I'm your host, and I'm Jeff. And like I said, we're going to be talking about some media that we don't like. So it's going to be a bit of a different format, a little bit less structured, just more chill.
But much more hateful.
Yes, much more hateful. Both more chill and hateful at the same time. Okay, so first off, I am going to start by talking about the Michael Bay Transformers movies.
A.K.A. Art.
Art, yeah, A.K.A. Art. Also known as Really Not at All.
Autobots, roll out! We roll!
The reason that I'm talking about the Transformers movies is because I am a huge Transformers fan, and these movies are, like, such bastardizations of the source material, and it really upsets me. Like, the first movie was pretty okay, but it had a lot of really unlikable characters, and it only, like, really loosely attached to the source material. The first movie was better in that regard than all the other ones, but the other movies, then it just became, like, Michael Bay making up his own goddamn stories that had nothing to do with anything Transformers-related, aside from, like, taking characters and then giving them the same names as Transformers characters without having them, like, resembling their actual characters at all.
Propaganda and lies.
Yeah, pretty much.
Jeffrey, you're wrong.
I'm wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeffrey, I've watched
you're gonna sit down and tell me that you've enjoyed watching all the Transformers movies?
I enjoyed the first three of them. Not
really?
For regular reasons, though.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I enjoyed the first one, I was like, yeah, you know, it was pretty good. I'll see the second one. And the second one, I was like,
was
what the fuck is this? And then the third one, I was like, I know what this is, and I'm going to enjoy it.
I feel like with the first movie, they were actually trying to make a good film, and it's not bad. I watched a bit of it today, but I think it's still, I have pretty major problems with it because mostly of the character of Sam Witwicky, played by Shia LaBeouf. He's just like actually the least likable character in fiction that I have ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, he's like... He's really hard to root for.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
like, he's
just
like
I kind of feel like the
asshole
only reason...
high school student.
Yeah,
and he's just like he's just like wanting to fucking like he just wants to fuck Megan Fox the whole time, and it's just like really hard to get behind, and he's just like really annoying, and that only gets worse as the movies go on. So bad, in fact, that they just like he's just not a character in the fourth and fifth one.
Yeah.
Now his story.
I've never
arc
seen
is...
any of them.
Oh really?
Oh well, let me break it down for you, Laura. Basically, first movie, he doesn't want to be, you know, involved in this, and then the second movie, he's like, I don't want to be involved in this a lot. And in the third movie, he's like, man,
why
can't I be
involved anymore?
Yeah, he like he even cries in front of John Malkovich because he just wants to be involved. And
I guess I should give a brief explanation about the Michael Bay Transformers movies.
Jeffrey, real quick, could you clarify who Sam Witwicky is for our listeners?
Sam Witwicky is the main character in Transformers. Based off of the character in the Generation 1 cartoon, Spike Witwicky, who is a likable character.
His name could have been Spike?
Yeah.
Why did they change that? Oh, worst choice
Because
ever,
Spike
Bay.
Is not a normal human name, I imagine. But neither is Witwicky, and they didn't change that. So,
do you think Witwicky is kind of like an online encyclopedia of jokes?
God damn it.
Your face would be on the front page.
Aw. Thank you.
Oh, shit. She just called you a joke.
Wait. Did you say I'm funny or did you call me a joke?
Wait. I meant to actually say you're funny.
Okay, that's how
this
I
This is
took
the hate
it.
Cast. We're only giving out insults today. Any compliment, I'm going to warp into an insult.
That was
but anyway,
easy.
We're running a little bit low on time here, so I can get more into why what complaints I've got about this in the discussion section. But right now, I think we're going to move on to Eddie.
Hey, I'm Eddie.
Yeah, it's Eddie.
Hey, Eddie.
Eddie, right. what are you talking about today?
Dear listener, today I'm going to be talking about Captain America Civil War.
Oh!
Absolute trash.
What do we do, Cap? We fight.
So, Captain America Civil War, I want to start by saying, is by no means a bad movie.
It is.
But in my opinion, my correct opinion...
Eddie's opinion. All of Eddie's opinions are correct.
Yes. It does not meet the standard that audiences have come to expect and should expect from the Marvel Cinematic Universe films at the point that it came out. Anyway, a lot of people who've seen Civil War really like it. I see a lot of people saying it's like the best movie in the MCU. It's better than the Avengers.
That.
All this stuff.
Oh my god!
And that's fine. You can have those opinions. I disagree very strongly, and I'm going to tell you a little bit why now, and more why during the discussion. A lot of the problems I have with Civil War are in its narrative structure. There are a lot of conveniences that happen to move the plot along, and a lot of the elements that necessitate those conveniences didn't even have to be in the movie in the first place.
You want to throw some specifics?
Yes. So, big one is the villain of the film.
Yeah, he's not great.
Zemo. And I can't remember the actor's name. I thought he did a fine job.
Danny DeVito.
Not Danny DeVito. It's Danny something. It is.
That's
Danny
totally
something.
Danny DeVito. It's okay.
It is
decidedly
Danny something,
not
isn't it?
Danny DeVito.
I'm gonna Google.
God, I'll look it up. You go on.
Nah, I'm already doing it.
Okay.
I'm my own man, Jeffrey.
Yeah, Danny DeVito.
Fuck, the American Civil War came up.
I was saying to Keenan earlier, I was like, oh, Eddie's repping the Civil War.
I was really confused.
Like, Eddie just really doesn't like the media of the Civil War.
Danny Brühl.
Okay.
AKA
so Danny Brühl,
DeVito. That's his stage name.
Danny Brühl did a really good job.
Danny DeVito
thought,
looks like he should
but
be
I,
named Danny
I,
Brühl.
His character was like wholly unnecessary for the film. The villain of the film should have been, based on the perspective of the audience member in question, either Captain America or Iron Man.
Well,
instead,
Iron Man,
they were both the good guys, and they just kind of disagreed a little bit.
Except Iron Man was just
true.
A bad guy.
And the thing is, they had set up the character reasons for Civil War. So, like, we could, as an audience, very easily see Captain America and Iron Man disagreeing on this thing to the point where eventually it comes to a head and there's violence, you know?
Yeah.
I think that they don't think that audiences are smart enough to have to the heroes that. Fighting each other without there being some villain mastermind behind it.
Yeah.
You know, if there's no villain mastermind behind it, I could see them being afraid that audiences will come out of the movie feeling like, oh, Iron Man's a bad guy now, or oh, Captain America's a bad guy now, you know?
Well, that's real people just have conflicts.
I think audiences are smarter than that. And I don't know that those are the reasons, but that's what it kind of feels like a little bit. A lot of the problems I have with the film that I'll get into later come from the existence of Zemo as a villain. And another one that I wanted to say was the reasons that they give for the Sokovia Accords, the thing that kind of causes the rift between them.
Yeah.
Kind of don't make any sense. Homie comes in and he's like, New York, all these people died. You know, this place, all these people died, blah, 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 right? And it's like, yeah, but if the Avengers didn't show up at those places, ever the planet would have died, sir, and or madam.
Also, the first Avengers movie, the government was planning to send nukes at New York just to kill everyone.
What do you mean planning? They
sent it. It arrived. That was a little weird. Felt like some wasted time where we could have spent more time talking about the Ultron incident in Sokovia. That is just the Avengers' fault. They made an artificial intelligence and it killed lots of people and threatened the whole world.
Anyway,
I'm running out of time. I don't like Captain America Civil War as much as everybody else does.
Hey guys, it's Laura again.
Hi, Laura.
Today I will be talking about Eddie. the jokes. So I'm talking about the movie Sunshine.
We're delivering that payload because that star is dying, and if it dies, we die.
Great From movie. 2007.
Great
it
year.
Is directed by Danny Boyle. 2007 really wasn't that great a year.
Wait, what it happened was directed in 2007? By, wait, hold on. It was directed by the guy who plays Baron Zemo?
No, Danny Boyle, not Danny Brühl.
Not Danny Brühl.
Oh, that's very similar name.
That would have been amazing. Yeah. It would have been like, oh, it turns out we just all hate Danny Brühl. No, Danny Brühl, you're great. Keep doing what you do, man.
Continue. Anyway, this movie is about the sun has basically died and has gone out, essentially. It is dying and needs to be reignited.
Reignite.
So my name is Laura. Today I'll be repping myself. It's going to be super great because I hate a lot of things that happen. So the sun is dying and it needs to be reignited, which my brain doesn't want to say. And so I'm having trouble. So they sent the Icarus One to go reignite the sun and then they disappeared. And so everyone was like, fuck, we have like a very limited amount of time to reignite the sun, and we really need to figure this out. So they launched the Icarus 2 7 years after the first Icarus went disappeared, and they were hoping that they would have more success. Oh no, okay, so they sent a massive bomb and it failed, not necessarily that it disappeared. So then they sent the Icarus 2 with two bombs because they're like, guess what reignites the sun better than one bomb? And the answer is two bombs.
Oh shit, that makes
so
kind of logical sense.
Yeah. So they sent them, and there's a physicist named Kappa. They're trying to like calculate the trajectory to intercept with the Icarus One because they suddenly come across it, and they're like, "Oh, this is weird. We should totally see what's going on there." But apparently, the guy forgets to realign the shields that protect the ship from the sun, so it causes damage to their panels.
Well, you named it Icarus.
True.
Yeah, what did you fucking expect, you assholes?
She's asking for it.
That's a really fair point.
Can I pause you real quick? Google Adagio in D minor and listen to that while she describes the movie.
So the Icarus 2 docks with Icarus 1 and they're searching the vessel and find like everybody basically dead. And then all sorts of weird shit starts happening. And I'm going to be honest, I am totally reading this from a Wikipedia page.
So what do you not like about the movie?
Yeah, what do you dislike
about
it?
I didn't get there, bro.
Because it's a fucking awesome movie.
A bunch of weird stuff happens, and I'm trying to get to it because I don't want to be, like, totally wrong, but, like, crazy weird things start happening. It's, like, kind of a mystery. There's, like, systems that are going off. Like, I'm pretty sure that somebody else kills themselves. It's a fucking weird thing. And then all of a sudden, there's, like, a sun man in the middle of this fucking ship that
I'm
doesn't
sorry,
make any sense.
The music is just making this amazing.
Right? Dude, this movie it's is like a great so score.
It's so interesting while she's saying things like, and then some fucking weird shit happens. And
all right, so keep going.
So then there's like a guy that apparently had like gotten too close to the sun but survived, and he's now like a sun human, which doesn't fucking make any
sun
sense.
Man.
It has no logical like conclusion there. And like then I don't even know what happened
works,
because
Laura, okay?
Wait, are you saying that he's day man?
He's day man.
Fighter
or plant
night man. All right, sorry, wrap this up.
it's always and he was sunshiny in Philadelphia.
That's great.
Oh god. So I guess his name is Pinbacker.
Pinbacker.
And he like fucking just survived the sun, and then he like
so the movie's weird.
Tells them he tells them that God ordered him to send them all of humanity into heaven, and like, and then the movie fucking does some shit, and then it ends. But like, it was very well set up, and then it just like shat the bed in the last third.
The third act.
And I will talk more about that later.
All right, everyone. I will be talking about Death Note.
You think that I'm actually capable of becoming a murderer?
Shocker.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I have, if you know me, then you know my disdain for this series. I've actually seen the show and like read a good amount of it. I don't know why I did either of those, to be perfectly honest. But for those of you who don't know, Death Note is a Japanese manga series written by Tsugumi Ohaba? I'm not sure on that name because I don't respect the series. I respect him as a writer because he did really well, I guess. The story follows this high school student named Light Yagami, right?
Yagami.
He's just this normal. I don't give a shit.
No. Anyway. Oh my god, this pissed me off so much when Matt was talking about Death Note in an episode.
Don't...
He kept saying Light Yagami. It's Light Yagami. Like,
wow, Jeffrey,
Light Yugiyami.
You think I'm
going to
care about properly pronouncing a dumb character's name? Shut up. Anyway. Shut up, Wheelie. Anyway. So Light is this high school student, right? Who's like living his life until he finds this supernatural notebook left by a Shinigami, which is like a demon, basically. Like a death god kind of a thing named Ryuk. Played by Willem Dafoe, right? Because that was perfect.
No. Wait, are you talking about the movie?
Anyway,
now? Also,
so
is he played by
Willem
Dafoe?
The book works like this.
Yeah. He is, yeah.
In
Dude,
the
it's actually surprisingly
I didn't get
not
any
good.
Of that.
Fuck, I want to see this movie now. I love
no,
Willem
you
Dafoe.
Don't.
No.
Light, so
he's not played by Willem
Dafoe
in the anime,
notebook
though.
Is called a no. Death Note. The Death Note works like this. If you write its name, someone's name, in the book, and you know their face, then they die.
Yeah.
Either by a heart attack by default or by like some, you know, special way. If you know, you're feeling particularly a psycho.
You can like write in the way they die.
Yeah. So this ended up being, you know, having I think 2 seasons. It's been regarded as like God's gift to anime if you're dark and edgy, but I thought it was just a power trip.
I thought Attack on Titan
basically
was supposedly God's gift to anime.
Light begins
really
to like try to cleanse the world. And then he goes up against, like, this detective, L. That's all. I'll just say that, like, my problem is with the narrative, the perception of the characters, a lot of the choices the characters make in, like, the different incarnations of them, both in the anime and, like, the manga. And so, like, that's basically my gripes with it. But we'll get into more detail in it, like...
You don't like Light Yagami, is the... Yeah.
I don't like it, but I also don't... I just... Some of his decisions are, like, really stupid all of a sudden.
Well, he's
like,
a teenager.
Just some of his... some of it just doesn't make sense. Like, someone will say something, and then all of a sudden, Light is all of a sudden way smarter at it, or, like, goes in a really weird angle that you didn't expect.
Question. What if he writes the name of the demon that gave him the book?
Okay, this is actually an interesting part, because he like, acts that one time, and Ryuk's like, don't even try, buddy. And he just doesn't.
I would have tried after that.
Like, that was his whole thing. He was like, you can try! And, like, that was all really that it went. Mr. Big Bad Light was like, okay.
I don't think it works that way. I don't think the Death Gods... I think the Death Gods are immune to that.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
Think
they can die, can they?
Yeah, I think
I don't
they
know.
Are
like I said,
they just
dead.
Are dead, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
well, we did it, boys.
Well, that was thank you for that, Keenan.
Boys and Jeff.
Now I think we're gonna move into our
Jeff's guess, a man, I guess Laura.
Just now the discussion, right?
And I'm a boy.
Yes.
Yeah. B-O-I. Boy.
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 Spicy.
Now we're gonna move on to the discussion section. Again, this is gonna be a little bit more freeform. I do have some questions for people, but
bad TV channel.
Shut up. First, I'm just gonna open it up. Do any of you have any questions for each other, or any counter arguments?
I would like to say to Eddie real quick. Okay, have you read the comic at all?
I have. Yes, I have read the Civil War comic. I didn't read Civil War 2.
Oh, you don't need to read Civil War 2.
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
I was just saying, like, I also didn't really like Civil War, but I think I get why they made their changes, because, like, in the comic,
Tony Stark is just the bad guy. He definitely is.
He's, like, super the bad guy.
I wouldn't want a direct adaptation of the comic. I hope it didn't sound like that's what I was advocating for.
No, what I was saying was,
I would have liked a bit more of a cerebral film. Mm-hmm. I would have liked it a bit more if we, as the audience, had to think about the same things that the characters had to think about,
like go through the actual moral dilemma
and make our decision about do I actually side with Captain America or do I actually side with Iron Man, you know? And then that would give a great tension to any kind of conflict scenes, be they verbal or physical, because you would have, you know, even though it's a movie and it's fake, you'd have a personal stake in it now, you know? And at the same time, it's two characters that you like. So even if you disagree with one of them, you still like that character. And even if you want them to lose this argument, you don't necessarily want them to get hurt, you know? And I think that the film could have been a lot more interesting than it was. So I do like the comic. I wouldn't want a direct adaptation because there's a lot of stuff that works in comics that doesn't work in films. And like,
I
would have
liked a more direct adaptation.
And stuff are all up in that business, and a lot of people
also
have
like
identities in the
comic. People of the MCU, their secret identities aren't secret at all, and that was like the main thing in the comic, right?
Yeah. So I thought that what they set up in the film
was the right way to do it.
As the point of conflict. I wish they had explored that conflict more rather than just being like, yeah, this villain made them fight and then they fought and then the villain made them fight again.
I don't know. I thought it was really weird that Tony Stark, the guy who is called the Da Vinci of Death, and like throughout all the other movies we see him in, he's all like, "Fuck the rules, man!" And then like all of a sudden he's like, "Listen, this one random woman showed me a picture of her dead son. We need to change."
I hated that scene because we've had an entire multi-film arc that got Tony Stark from Screw the Rules to the point where he has this opinion.
Yeah.
And that scene made it feel like the writers thought that we didn't have that character arc and that they had to make that character arc happen in 5 minutes. That scene was totally unnecessary. Like even just looking at the Iron Man movies, at the beginning of Iron Man 1, he's making weapons to sell to the highest
tier. No way does this affect him, you know.
And by the time we get to the end of Iron Man 3, he's destroying his own weapons that he uses to defend people because he's realizing the damage that they're causing. Like, that's a big swing, you know?
Yeah.
We see the resolution of this when we get to Age of Ultron, when he's got the Iron Legion. The Iron Legion aren't Iron Man suits anymore. They're fully robotic, and they are not combat equipped. They are just there to help civilians. He's changed his M.O., Tony Stark is not the same Tony Stark that we knew before. And then him causing the Ultron incident, I think, is the final nail in the coffin of him completely doing this 180 as a character. And I think it works. I think it sets up really well and it pays off really well. But then they kind of diminish it by putting that scene at the beginning of Civil War.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, I don't know. I think it just, but like that scene, like it didn't bother me. It was just like that was another example of it because like
the
to make it.
The implication of that scene bothers me, not the scene itself.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying like for the audience members, like, yeah, you have probably seen all the other films, but it's it's in bad taste for the moviegoers to make that assumption that you're following all the details and implications from the previous films. Like, they have to put some of that in the beginning of the film.
No,
you know?
They don't. They well, can just
if someone hasn't seen the previous films and then Tony Stark is the character he is, they'll just assume that's the character.
Yeah, he's always been that way.
That's true.
I agree. And also, that scene doesn't make sense compared to his character arc in previous films, because, yeah, he was changing, but there should be no reason that a random old lady showing her, like, her son shouldn't have done anything, because there have already been occasions where someone has done that to Tony Stark recently, like, and I'm not just talking about, like, the first one, where, like, that happened, and he didn't give a shit.
I agree. But let's talk about someone else's topic for a bit, and then maybe
we'll
actually, get back to Civil
so,
War. Oh, no, okay.
There
You're
was
the host,
a
so.
Yeah, no. This is an interesting thing that I wanted to go off of, because Eddie talked a little bit about how he didn't want the Civil War to be a direct adaptation of the comic, and that's something that I kind of want to talk about with Transformers a little bit.
You
because,
wanted more of an adaptation.
Yes, the Transformers has an interesting sort of canon where, like, they make a new,
like
Power TV
Rangers.
Series, like, as soon as one ends. Like, it keeps going. There's been, like, I don't know, there
a lot.
Definitely more than 10
in the
Transformers series, right? So, when they're making the movie series, the difference between this and that is that, like, they have an opportunity all the time when they're making these new shows to do a lot, to take off, like, different interesting story elements. But it also means that there's an overwhelming amount of source material to work with. That so that when Michael Bay made the movies, right, I wanted it to be like
anything
I don't
at
care
all.
What the story is. Yeah, but like it was he made up stuff for the movie, and that really kind of pisses me off because a lot of the stuff that like was made up for the movie was like not really based on much that existed in the franchise beforehand.
So,
and I feel like
if you have so much material, yeah, why would you go
out
exactly. for something new?
Yeah, it feels weird.
Like things like the movie, one of the first movie I think is an okay film aside from my grievances with Shia LaBeouf's character.
Shia LaBeouf.
But like they did change some things about like what the story was about. Like A, there was a much more militaristic involvement than in any Transformers series before that. Like, the military has never been a big thing in the series.
But that kind of
and
makes
it was
sense
a very big thing.
Setting
in the
it in, like,
yeah,
the
yeah.
modern real world.
It kind of makes sense. Yeah, I don't mind that so much. Another thing, like, this is, like, a weird nitpick, but it was also, like, a choice that I don't know why they made. Okay. With all these choices, it now bugs me because now what people know about the franchise is the movies,
yep.
you know? So, people, you know, like, everyone thinks that, like, Bumblebee doesn't talk. That has never been a thing
I think
before
Galatron
like,
is Megatron.
Yeah,
shut
totally
up.
Different characters.
Not getting into this argument.
What's that about, right, Jeffrey? Jeffrey, let's talk about the truth.
Like, the characters, even within the canon, like, change so much, and not in, like, natural ways. Like, we see the first movie, Optimus Prime is acting totally how the character should be. He's, like, really righteous about protecting the humans and is not even really not even that much on board with protecting his own species, because by that point, like, Optimus Prime is kind of fed up with how the Cybertronians have pretty much like destroyed themselves, and he's like,
yeah,
hey,
he's like,
this species still has hope.
Yep.
And I think they did Optimus Prime really well in the first movie, but then if we fast forward through a couple of the other movies, especially the third movie, I remember
movie,
when we went to go see it was ridiculous.
It was
like, Optimus Prime was just like a savage murder bot.
Can I give you a direct quote from Transformers 3?
Yes.
Quote,
"We will kill them all."
End quote, Optimus Prime.
Jeez.
Okay, so in Transformers 3, right, like, fucking at the end of the movie, right, the big plot of the movie is that the old Autobot leader was resurrected, the leader before Optimus Prime, and then he turns out to be evil and like
super evil,
colluding with Megatron. And at the end of the movie, like, one of the characters convinces Megatron that he's just being manipulated, so Megatron goes and helps Optimus Prime win this battle against
not
Sentinel
just
Prime
helps.
The other
Optimus
leader
Prime is getting his butt kicked.
Yeah, Optimus Prime is getting his ass whooped by Sentinel Prime.
Murdered.
And this is like a weird rock, paper, scissors scenario, because Megatron shows up, immediately just like effortlessly kills Sentinel Prime, and then he's just like, Megatron, the bad guy, is like, yo, Optimus.
We need a truce.
And like Megatron says, like, what would you be without me? And Optimus Prime goes,
time to find out.
Direct quote, takes out an axe and just rips Megatron's head off and rips his spine out of his body.
Fucking brutal.
Super brutally.
So, Jeffrey, what
and,
you're,
like, this is, we have like, a hero character offered peace by the villain, and he rips his spine out. Yeah.
I think that the first movie was
the best.
You know,
which
I've got my gripes with it. Yes, it was definitely the best. I've got my gripes with it, and I think that Sam Witwicky really is the argument for why that movie is not great. But the later films just like totally abandon any point of trying to stay true to the source material at all. Anyway, that is my rant on Transformers. Okay, Laura, why don't you go in a little bit more to be about Sunshine and why you hate it so much.
Sure.
And how you just want to stay in your apartment all the time.
So I walked into this movie with zero knowledge about what it was supposed to be. I just heard that it was supposed to be good. And like, I don't think that you should.
And she's just like, and I was lied to.
And that was not true. And like, I don't like to do research about movies necessarily. Like, I don't need to read reviews or anything. Sometimes I just go in to like see a film, and like someone had been like, oh, it's really cool. So I went in with like very little expectations, and it started out like pretty cool. Like the visuals are amazing. Like it has a lot of good things. Like, Eddie was saying, the score is really good.
I should have talked about fucking Gravity. That would
Shut
have been
up.
A good
Laura's
thing.
Talking.
I hate I like Gravity.
I feel like they're kind of similar in the way that they're set up in these like sci-fi space movies that have these amazing graphics and amazing visuals and like great scores. And then they like don't really do a whole lot with it. Like it felt like the whole movie, I just spent like 17 hours like looking at the ship and like watching them like be in space a little bit. And then all of a sudden, like 3/4 of the way through, or you know, halfway through, it became like a murder mystery where like all this weird shit was
it's
happening
deep.
That didn't really make any sense.
It's layered like an onion.
Compared to the previous 15
like
minutes or whatever,
like
which is like fine. Things are allowed to change, but it didn't flow well.
Laura, I'm looking at the visuals for it, and like you're right, it's all just sun. Ew,
it's
gross.
A lot of sun, and like the part
it's
that really,
sunshine.
Really pissed me off.
It's called sunshine.
Okay, that's. Do you want to stare at the sun for 2 hours? Because you're gonna go blind. All right.
Or
I mean,
really
if I'm
bored,
going into a movie called Sunshine.
But here's the thing that I really hated about it, is that it took itself so seriously and then slowed everything really down. And, like, I'm not interested in watching movies for, like, the visual art of a two-hour movie. Like, I want a story in my movie.
Yeah, that's fair.
So then the first half of the story was that they were going to go explode the sun, which, like, is kind of dumb. But, like, okay, whatever. I get it.
Okay, I can give
and
you
then,
that one. That's kind of dumb.
Right? And then, like, it gets worse because all of a sudden, like, it takes a weird mystery turn, even though it was, like, a sci-fi, like, cool, like, you're learning how to be in space and all that,
bend.
And all of a sudden it's, like, a weird mystery genre bend. And then there's a fucking dude that, like, lived in the sun for 7 years and is like, I'm still alive, and he, like, doesn't make any sense, and, like, because they're staring at the sun, you, like, really only see him in silhouette, and, like, the way that he's framed in the film just made me want to punch him in the face. And, like, he's this random sun dude that doesn't make any sense. Like, shouldn't be alive.
Wait,
like,
how was he in the sun?
Because he was on the Icarus One. So he spent 7 years on the Icarus One, like, stuck behind a sun shield. And so he's all disfigured and, like, fucked up and, like, definitely should have been dead because they literally showed 5 minutes later.
So he's not
someone dying.
He's not, like, some weird deity
no,
or some shit.
No, he's the captain of
like.
The first. Well, and that's what I thought at first. Honestly, I didn't know who he was until I went back, like, 3 years later and looked it up. And I was like, oh, he was supposed to be one of the members of the other crew. Like, that's how little sense it made that he was there, that I didn't know until I researched it that he was supposed to be, like, another crew member. Like, I thought he was some weird fucking alien or something. Nothing made any sense. There was no real explanation. And then, like, they explode the sun, and I think that there's a scene at the end, which I could be wrong about because, again, it's been a little while since I've seen it. Like, I'm pretty sure that they explode the sun, and then you see, like, people on Earth being like, oh, cool, the sun's on.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
they
like,
don't
it just
explode
to
it.
Show,
they,
like...
They turn it on with a bomb.
They turn it on... Okay, what do bombs do?
They exploded bombs. They didn't explode the sun.
Okay, well,
got a point there.
They explode the sun back on. And, like, fine, if that's what you want
to
do.
So, my question is, if they wanted to get rid of the sun, why didn't they just write the name down in the Death Note?
No, they didn't want to get rid of the sun.
Listen, Death Note is terrible, Jeffrey, and it's that kind of shit that I hate. Because it was just too convenient of a plot thing. And, like, light...
Wait, are you telling me that the premise was too convenient? Because that...
No. What I mean is... No. One, okay, so light starts getting a policeman on his tail, right?
That Captain America got superpowers.
No. Listen, what I'm saying is, if you are being chased by the police, right? They don't know who you are yet, yeah. But you know there's a guy coming after you, right? Would you just start trying to use that on him? Granted, he didn't know L's name yet, so like that was what made it like so fucking convenient. But frankly, Light was an idiot from the get-go because this is like...
Well, hold on, wait, that's not fucking convenient. L purposefully, like, hid his name for that reason.
But,
like,
why did he just start killing everybody else that could do anything? He didn't.
I don't remember.
No, he didn't. But he was always, like, his real name was, like, always classified.
Yeah, no, but what I mean he is, was, like, he should have been killing other people.
Like, his thing is,
people.
Like, there's, like, some agency that makes, like, the best, world's best detective or some
shit
like that.
Yeah, by the way,
like,
they're not really
selective.
They,
like, abduct them as orphans
because,
or some
like,
crap like
they
that.
They let criminals become the world's best detective, which, by the way...
I mean,
doesn't...
I feel like we do that. Like, the best cyber hackers become part of the FBI.
Yeah, but that's what
cyber I mean. Hackers, she's guys, they're going to get into your computers.
Yeah, but what I mean is there's like eventually after...
Everyone hide your cameras.
After L is killed, one of the two there's two like possible like successors to him. One is like an American detective or something, and their name is Near. Yeah, I know.
Like,
and the other one...
They're both from the same...
No. Like the word. Like the proximity... meanwhile, there's another guy.
I think it
guy,
was N-I-E-R.
And his name is Mello. And he's with the Mafia.
Near and Mello are...
But because
Mello
is
like,
so smart... But because
Mello
is so smart, they're like, hey, corrupt Mafia guy, you want to become the best detective ever and investigate your own people for, like, no incentive? And it's like, maybe. But anyway, my real gripe with Light is that this was one of his first conversations with Ryuk. In like I don't know how it is in the like the fucking mini movie Netflix thing, but like he
We're
finds
not talking
the
about
book.
That. That's pretty universally disliked.
Yeah, he finds the book, right? And so he like.
Although I am really grateful for that movie being made the way it was because of all of the Fairly Odd Parents Death Note memes that came out of it.
You're the worst.
Because in the movie he's a white Light Yagami is a white guy and his name is Light Turner. So there's like a bunch of memes about like there's a bunch of memes about
Jesus,
like Cosmo and Wanda
Turner?
Being the Death Note.
That's so dumb. Yeah. But anyway, guys, so like
it's so dumb.
He gets
Why?
The book.
Dude, I stopped out of the first 8 minutes. I literally could not.
No, but listen, this is
I watched the
this
whole
is,
thing.
This is one of my favorite things to quote from this stupid series. Is like he Ryuk finishes explaining to him what the book does and everything, and after he's like tested it and you know stuff, he then says like he's like, listen, Ryuk, why me? And it's like, oh shit, why him? Was that a question we should have been asking? And then Ryuk goes, oh. No reason. I dropped it at your playground and was waiting for someone to find it. No real, like, providence, total coincidence. You're not chosen or anything. Then Light immediately goes on a monologue about how he is chosen, how he is will become the god of the new world and cleanse
on,
the
that's
world.
Missions from God.
Well, just because Ryuk didn't choose him doesn't mean that some higher power didn't choose him.
No, sorry. There is no higher power in this universe past Ryuk.
Also, maybe
but
Ryuk
doesn't
did
know
choose
that.
Him.
It's called faith,
My point
Keenan.
Is,
like, just
Light is just so fucking full of it, and like the series tries
wait,
to
so does the
him.
Movie take place in America?
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
Where is
so
it?
Why did they think his name is Light?
I don't know.
Because Spike was already
for
taken.
Ironic metaphors, like
was it Detroit? Because
they're not
going to
call him fucking remember. Darkness. Like,
I kind of wish they had Darkness.
Yeah,
Turner.
But then also like Darkness. He's just, in my opinion, sorry, way too okay. And the way they depict him is like that. Light is Like, it's weird. It feels like they're trying to depict him as an anti-hero, but it also doesn't feel very anti-hero-y.
Yeah.
Like, I can see that's where, like, they wanted to make a question of morality.
To a degree,
stuff,
Light
right?
Yagami is not Light supposed is... to be a likable character, is part of the thing.
No, but he is. That's
I feel
the
like
whole,
if
that,
I got
the
Death Note, I probably
of,
wouldn't
like, the questioning
use it.
Of morality.
Well, it's, you're not a jerk.
But well, Light like, is just...
Yeah, it's because you don't have a god complex, yeah. which is a sentence I never thought I'd say to Eddie.
Yeah, so, like... Because
I'd be like, whose name would I even write in this thing, you know? Like, that's fucked
you
up, man.
Cleanse the world of evil?
Don't worry, I'll edit that out, Jeff. Where you just where you just said that you would kill someone that we know.
But also... But, guys, I'm glad that the Netflix thing exists, because now everyone's basis of it will be bad. So now people will now know that it's bad.
So you're kind of like the opposite of where Jeffrey is.
I don't think so.
Because Jeff, you're like, I hate
what?
These movies because
oh, yeah.
they make people think Transformers is bad. And Keenan's like, I love this movie because it makes people think Death Note is bad.
Okay, friends. Okay, the ratings section is going to work quite differently than usual.
Oh, yeah?
Because since we have four different things we're talking about, we're obviously not just going to be rating one.
That's
so
true.
What I'm going to have us each do, you're going to rank the domains of the other three people, 1 to 3, based on our own arguments, which of the other three things sounds the worst. So we're going to have 1 be the worst. So 3 is the argument did not sell me. I think that this thing is still good. So we're going to start off with Eddie.
Okay.
Eddie, rank the
other
three
things.
Yeah, I'm going
to go with number 1.
Whoa. Start with number 3. You know, we got to build up.
Wait,
to
but
the...
if I start with number 3, then after I get 2 done... you'll know what number 1 is, and there's no surprise.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You do it however you want to do it.
All
right,
I'll start with number 2.
I like it.
Number 2.
I rate Eddie number 1.
Number 2, I'm going to give Jeffrey for Transformers.
Okay. And we have more time.
I pretty
in this
much
section
agreed
too,
with you
so
at the onset.
So we can talk about it.
But you also, you know, I agreed with the stuff you said as well.
Nice.
So there's that. Number 1, drum roll. Gonna go to Keen Kodish with Death Note. Because I was on that episode where we talked about Death Note, or someone repped it or something, and it sounded like kind
Matt
of a clusterfuck. and now even more so. And I don't think I want to watch this show or read this manga.
Don't.
I definitely do want to watch the movie, though.
You should, have a couple beers and watch the movie. It would probably be pretty funny.
And then number 3, I'm going to give to Sunshine. I'm going to give to Laura. I still really like that movie. Sorry. I agree
it's
weird.
Cool.
I agree that it's weird. It's a very strange movie. I'm into weird, though. It's my thing.
I'm into weird stuff.
Yeah. It's not you. It's Sunshine.
still sounds better than Gravity. If we end up with a lot more time, we're just gonna bitch about Gravity for a little
okay.
while.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Laura, I think it's your
bonus
turn.
Section.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay, shit.
Yep. Laura, yeah. Go ahead. Eddie somehow had his rating be shorter than usual, in which we were only rating one thing. So that's odd.
You're welcome. I'm being very mindful.
I am going to follow Eddie's example and start with number 2.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I'm a fucking trendsetter.
The number 2 of the three
that's
of you,
fucking worst.
I am giving to Eddie.
Yay.
Good job, Eddie. So I actually... Okay. Step 1. For some reason, I thought
instead
you would have said... For some
Shut
reason,
up.
Instead of hearing Captain America Civil War, I heard Captain America Winter Soldier.
No, it's a great movie.
And immediately was like, oh, we're going to have to fight because Winter Soldier is like one of my favorite movies like ever. It's, great, it's just so good. And then as you got into the argument, I was like, oh, I'm an idiot. Also, though, I think that you did make some really good points. Like, I don't tend to dig into the meanings of movies very often or like the things that could have made it better. But you're so right that if they just got rid of the villain, it would have been like a much more interesting movie.
Yeah, I have a lot more to say about it, but I didn't want to take up all the time.
Yeah. So I thought those were some good arguments.
Thank you.
The number one spot I will give to Jeff today.
Yay.
So I haven't seen any of the Transformers movies, but I have heard you talk about Transformers a few times now. Also, you made them sound really like bastardizations of something that you love, and I sympathize with having that happen. So
yeah. It's real bad.
So that's, I'll give you the number one spot. You made me not want to go watch the movie, so good job. And number three is Keenan. I don't have any very well articulated points to make about why I still do enjoy the anime. I've never read the manga. I will always hate the movie. It's pretty terrible, but kind of hilarious. But I really enjoyed it.
You only got like 6 minutes
in. I did. I couldn't keep going.
I'm telling you, Laura, you got to watch the rest of the movie so we can have a conversation about it. It's an enjoyable thing to hate.
Yeah,
you know?
No, and I totally see that. But I still enjoyed watching, like, my memories of watching Death Note, the anime. So, Keenan, you could not change my mind today. But you tried anyway.
Oh, shit.
It's right. You're just brainwashed, you punk.
True.
I guess I'll rank mine now. I think number one, Jeffrey, Transformers. Because I didn't think Transformers was that good. But like that's just such a valid point, and like that just really sucks. And like it, like I said, it doesn't seem like it was any sort of like Transformers movie. It was just Michael Bay movies. Two, I would have to give to Laura for Sunshine, because like, oh my god, that sounds like so exhausting. Just like
it was.
Check out the score though; it's fantastic.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe. And then like Eddie, I'd have to give to number three for Civil War, which I also like. When I first saw Civil War, I really liked it. That's not true. I thought it was okay. And then the more I thought about it, the more I was like, well, that was dumb. And then, like, I thought, you know, Vision's actually being a really creepy, abusive boyfriend. You know, so, like, I just, you know, I don't think, like, it could have been saved that much the way they did it. But I understand, like, why they did certain things.
Okay, so this was tough. I thought you all brought some pretty decent hate here.
Hatred. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I think our winner had a little bit of a leg up in the competition, I think that he, spoiler alert, Laura, you,
guys,
did a really good job.
I'm on a losing streak. I don't like it.
I'm gonna give the golden rotten tomato this week to Keenan.
Yay!
Yes.
Fucking deserves it.
My hate for Death Note knows no bounds.
Keenan has an immense hatred for Death Note. And you know what? I've heard him talk about it so many times before, but this was still, you know, he definitely brings up a lot of good points that, you know, I can look past, but I can't really defend for this series.
It's mainly because of how much other people like it so much. Is the reason?
Well,
that's
my thing. It's like I watched Death Note and I did like it. I did not think it was amazing.
Yeah,
it's
I don't think
by
it's
no
God's
means my favorite.
Also, guys,
like
real quick,
earlier.
I know how much everyone loves when I give speeches and monologues after the ratings, but I'm not going to do that this time because this is the hate cast.
Thanks. Okay.
I was about to say, like, I thought you were about to say, like, listen, I'm going to let you finish, but Laura was the most hateful of the year.
Eddie's gonna pull a fucking Kanye up here.
Yeah, like I said, I'd be more okay with Death Note if less people thought it was, like, you know, the magnus opus of, like, all fucking anime. It just...
Yeah.
I just don't understand why people love it so much when it's at the level it is. Because honestly, it's okay.
It's probably just because of that scene where he eats the potato chip all dramatic.
I'll take a potato chip and eat it.
That's why I love it.
Oh, yes. Those scenes. Wait,
okay. That is about our time. Congratulations, Keenan, on being the most hateful motherfucker.
Yeah! Fuck you, and you, and you.
I'm your host, Jeff, and this week's topic was a bunch of stuff that we hate.
Yeah.
You can check that out, or more appropriately, not check any of it out,
Please avoid all of it.
You know?
The time that you would have spent checking these things out, spend that time listening to some more episodes of the Common Geeking Program and leaving us a review on iTunes.
Our next episode is a special episode. This is the result of our raffle. We're going to have this. So the topic for this episode was chosen by a viewer of the podcast, Kevin something. I don't remember. Listener, sorry. We don't see podcasts. It's going to be hosted by Keenan. Keenan, why don't you give a little brief overview on what that topic's going to be?
Yes, the topic will be the Mortal Kombat movie.
It's specifically on Mortal Kombat 2. That movie.
Oh, that one's real
bad.
Yeah, that just is, like,
that was,
like I said,
the topic that was chosen.
Because there's a thought that video game adaptions don't make good movies. And I guess we'll be exploring that thought and maybe questioning the validity of it sometimes, depending on who, like, comes with what. Although the new Tomb Raider trailer just got released, and that looks pretty good.
Be sure to read up on that episode before it airs on October 20th, a week from today. If any of you listening want to contact us, you can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Geeking Program, or email us at commongeekingprogram@gmail.com. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, it would be really, really sweet if you could leave a review. It's a great way for people to hear about our show and kind of just get us out there. If you want to learn any more about our things, you can check us out at commongeekingprogram.com. That's pretty much our bit right now. Boodly-doo.
I like your bit, Jeffrey.
Bye, friends.
This episode of the Common Geeking Program was hosted by Jeffrey Levitt, joined by Laura Kramer, Keenan Kodish, and Edward Ryan. This episode is sponsored by Jeff's birthday. Happy birthday, Jeffrey. The podcast is created and produced by Colin Ketchin and Jeff Levitt, with this episode edited by me, Edward Ryan, and featuring original music by Colin Ketchin. If you like the show, follow us, tell your friends, or leave us a review. We hope you tune in for next week's episode on Mortal Kombat Annihilation, and thank you for listening to this.
So my boyfriend Charles really likes to say that's a spicy meatball. Like, he's really into that saying right now. So the other day, like, we spent like a solid hour just going through Google Translate, learning how to say that's a spicy meatball in other languages.
Because of the words.
And you know, it was amazing.
I haven't met Charles, but I really like Charles.
Yeah. He sounds spicy.
Sounds like a good guy.
He's very spicy. It's really fun, and I really suggest that everyone do that, because you can make the Siri voice, like, say the other languages, and, like, it's just fantastic.
Can you say that's a spicy meatball in another language for us right now?
I will do it very badly, and let me pull it up real quick. Okay.
All right. And then we should sync up.
Okay. Das ist ein pittig Fließball.
That's that the episode German? Title right there.
Is that German?
It's Dutch.
Dutch.
Oh, that's close. Okay.
Hold on.
Dutch is basically German, right?
Dat is een pittig vleesbal.